It's Wednesday. How's this trade war doing? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Market participants seem to be hanging on two published reports, the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times, that the U.S. is thinking about cutting back some tariffs as part of the first phase of a trade deal. Both papers have their unnamed sources supposedly briefed on the U.S.-China trade talks. There's also an online editorial in Chinese state-run media hinting at a softening of China's position on how much tariffs would have to be rolled back and when. Mary Lovely is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks for taking our call.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
How seriously are you taking these little drips of unconfirmed information on the trade deal?
Well, of course, they're speculative, but I am taking them seriously because it accords with our own analysis of the tariffs and their political and economic cost to the U.S. So we've been thinking that the president would relent on some tariffs to get a deal.
In other words, some tariffs come down in the initial phase. The U.S. doesn't stick to the idea of full-on tariffs until some sort of final trade deal is reached.
Yes, I think that some tariffs will remain as kind of a insurance policy, quote-unquote, that the Chinese will continue to negotiate in good faith. However, there has to be a sign here that they're willing to at least have a truce or a halt, and that would probably, and again, I say probably, involve not raising tariffs on a certain set of goods from 25% to 30%. President Trump had already called a postponement on those. And then probably a rollback of tariffs that we saw on apparel, in particular in September. And I think the tariffs that are scheduled for December 15th are likely also to be placed on semi-permanent hold.
Mary Lovely is at the Peterson Institute for International Economics and Syracuse University. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Question, is our world better if two of the big mobile phone carriers merge in a divided 3-2 vote? The FCC has approved the T-Mobile-Sprint combination. State attorneys general could still challenge amid concerns this hurts competition. True, there are about 200 mobile providers in the U.S., but the big league has the four national carriers, which become three if this merger really goes forward. Julie Ask, a principal analyst at Forrester Research, says this merger will affect monthly prices.
While AT&T and Verizon competed on the quality of their network and the coverage of their network, T-Mobile and Sprint were more likely to compete on price and offer competitive deals for consumers. And so I think certainly the combination of the two with Sprint and T-Mobile puts them in a stronger position to compete on the quality of their network. And so I think, you know, when folks say, yeah, prices are likely to go up for consumers, they're probably right.
Sprint stock is down about 1%. T-Mobile US is up 0.2%.
Stop.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Today, Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee will hold a hearing about their efforts to get copies of President Trump's tax returns. Yesterday, a federal appeals panel ruled that Trump's accounting firm must turn over 8 years of his personal and corporate returns to Manhattan prosecutors. Those are just two of the efforts underway by federal and state officials to force the release of these returns. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on where this now stands.
It's unlikely the House Ways and Means Committee gets those tax returns anytime soon. Over the summer, the judge overseeing the case declined to fast-track the litigation. Then there's President Trump's accounting firm and those subpoenas in New York.
That one may be the most likely one to turn up the returns, actually.
Philip Hackney teaches tax law at the University of Pittsburgh. He says the process to get these returns is full of roadblocks for a reason.
Even if we think it should be delivered, it really does deserve a deliberative process.
The president's lawyer said he would appeal any order to release the returns to the Supreme Court. But even that could be tough because the lawsuits are so intertwined, says Adam Rosenzweig at Washington University in St. Louis.
The parallel nature of the process makes it hard to unify this into one issue to bring before the Supreme Court.
On top of the lawsuits, California and New York passed laws in July that would bar Trump from the ballot unless he releases his returns. The president is challenging those in court, too. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
CVS stock is up 4% after its profits today came in higher than expected. CVS owns Aetna Insurance, and that did well, as did its prescription benefits management company. We also see CVS is partnering with UPS to deliver medicine via unpiloted flying object, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
A number of companies want to deliver by drone, most famously Amazon, and the FAA is allowing a series of trials. Tim Carone studies autonomous systems at the University of Wisconsin. He says companies doing test flights have a simple question.
How do drone deliveries figure into the delivery, distribution, logistics side of their business?
CVS teamed up with UPS and drone maker Matinet for its two test deliveries in North Carolina. A UPS drone operator takes a cardboard box of drugs from the pharmacist and slots it into the bottom of a white quadcopter about the size of a suitcase. The drone hovers over a delivery spot, like a yard, and lowers the package on a cable for the customer to pick up. Starting with these types of medical deliveries is a smart way to introduce the technology, says Denise Dalhoff at the conference board.
Medications is a category that is needed often urgently.
And if people know the drones hovering over their house are saving a life, they may warm up to the idea of airborne deliveries sooner. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
You can see video of the drone in action at marketplace.org. Now, tech has its limits, though. I have one of those talking caller IDs at home. Sometimes says, Sivas Parmasi is calling. I don't know a Sivas Parmasi. Oh, CVS Pharmacy. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.